Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha Shoftim, among the many laws discussed in it, focuses on what happens when the Jewish people go out to war. And one aspect of that is the Torah talks about the laws of who is exempt from military service. And there are a number of individuals who are exempted from military service, and one of those is the Torah expresses an individual who is fearful of the sins that he has in his hand. In other words, a person who feels that he is not meritorious enough to deserve God's divine protection while out on the battlefield due to his misdeeds, that individual is exempted from going out to battle. Our sages tell us that an example of a misdeed, our sages give the example as one who talks in between putting on the tefillin, the phylacteries of the arm and the head. Because we know that the tefillin are placed upon the arm, and then thereafter are placed the second half of the tefillin are placed upon the head. And one makes the blessing upon the tefillin of the arm, and then one places them on the arm, and then one places them on the head as well. And the custom of the Ashkenazim, at least, is to make a second blessing upon the tefillin of the head. But nonetheless, one is not allowed to speak in between the placement of the two halves of the tefillin. And that is a very, very strict injunction not to interrupt or speak or even motion or anything of the sort in between the putting on of the two halves. And one who does so is an example of a person who is fearful or ought to be fearful of the misdeeds that he has in his possession, in his hand, and therefore would not merit God's divine protection. And the obvious question is, why is this failure of all the sins in the Torah chosen as the example put forth by our sages as of someone who is fearful of an avera, of a sin that he has to his name? We find the idea of the arm and the head in another place connected to warfare, and that is the tribe of Gad. When Moshe blesses the tribe at the end of the Torah in Parashat Vezos HaBracha, he talks about the tribe of Gad, and he says that they are strong troops, strong soldiers, and they are able to knock off with their sword, with a single blow, to an enemy soldier. They're able to knock off the head and the arm together. Now, while I'm not here to give you any gory graphic descriptions, the question is, what exactly is this idea of knocking off the head together with the arm at the same time? Why is that a notable achievement, specifically the head and the arm? And the answer to both of these issues is that the idea of putting the tefillin on the arm and on the head, and in fact the tefillin on the arm also, the tefillin is supposed to be opposite the heart, is that we have the arm or the hand, which is our ability to perform and to do things in this world. And the head is the cradle of the intellect, one's intellectual power and one's ability to think. That is the head. And the heart is, in Judaism, the place where one makes the decision of what one is going to do. Is one going to listen to one's higher self and do the right thing, or is one going to listen to one's lower self and do the wrong thing? The place of that free will choice, where the person makes that decision, is the heart. And so we have this battle between the intellect and the lower self that takes place in the heart as to what the arm is going to do, as to how we will express ourselves in this world. And so an ideal state for a person to be in is that there is a connection, a direct line, if you will, between the head, the heart, and the arm. So that what we realize intellectually is the right thing to do is what the heart decides and directs the arm, the ability to do the tools of performance in this world, to achieve and to accomplish. And so we don't want any break. We don't want any sort of interruption between the head and the arm, because it's important that there be a direct line of connection, of communication between those two, that the arm, representing the ability, the tools of achievement and of doing in this world, do what the intellect, the head, tells us to do, meaning to do what's right and not to listen to the lower self to do what's wrong. And so the idea of not talking between the tefillin of the head and the tefillin of the arm represents a much deeper idea of not having that interruption, not having any sort of break of disconnect between the head and the arm. And by the same token, the tribe of Gad, who were mighty soldiers, represented the ideal soldier as people, as a tribe, who represented this ideal of not getting caught up in their lower desires, but rather of having the ability to allow the intellect, the realization that we have, the inherent realization that we have of what is right and what is wrong, to determine the proper course of action. And so they knocked off the head with the arm together because that was their ability. Their ability was the proper connection of head and arm. And so their success in battle is represented by the destruction of their enemies of head and arm, because this is where their success lay. And when they went to war, the Torah tells us, as interpreted by our sages, that in an individual who cannot make that connection, who interrupts between the laying of the tefillah on the arm and the laying of the tefillah on the head, meaning he is unable to have that strong connection, he lets his lower self dominate his decision-making process, and the arm is a vehicle of the lower self and not of the higher self, that individual ought to be fearful of going out to war, going out to battle. While we may not have to go out to battle, and though many of our brethren in Israel and elsewhere in the world perhaps do go out to battle, but certainly the battles we have in our daily lives are certainly relevant to this discussion. And the idea that we need to take steps and we need to ensure as best as we can that we do not let our lower selves get the better of us, and that though we may have lower desires and drives, but the idea of the tefillin is the idea of submitting our minds and our hearts and our deeds to Hashem, and to not let anything come in between what we realize is right and what we actually do and what we become. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.